Joining us by telephone, Stuart Kay from Trade International Exchange. And we've all heard of bartering, trade this for that, and not have to exchange money. But how do you barter for something as big and complicated as healthcare?
We have a network of all different types of businesses who provide almost any type of service anyone would need. We've found in the last couple of years that many businesses have either tailored back their healthcare programs for their employees or no longer have healthcare programs. So we're in the process of enrolling more doctors, dentists than ever before to participate in organized barter exchanges.
How does it work from the local business perspective? They contact you, do you contact them? What happens?
Local business may be contacted by one of our representatives or may give us a call or find us on the web and tell us that, you know, they have excess capacity, whether they have theater seats or not full, dental chairs are not full, or extra time where they can do graphic design. We enroll them in the barter exchange and help them attract new business, people they may have never, ever met. And then with that new business, they can utilize that value, that revenue, to buy things to help build their business and ultimately reduce cash. Because each time you spend a Thai dollar, Trade International Exchange, we call ourselves Thai, every time you spend a Thai dollar, you're actually saving cash saved in your bank.
So the good thing there is you have less need for a high cash flow to get many of the same services you now have to pay a lot for.
Absolutely.
So the Thai cash, explain how that works. Is that like your own company's version of the dollar then? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we have our own currency, Trade International Exchange, based in Miami, Florida, and there are 100 of the barter exchanges in the country. We have our own currency, and the members of our exchange, you know, trade and buy and sell their products based upon their retail value. So if someone would walk into one of our restaurants and sit down and have a steak and a beer or whatever they'd like, and if their bill was $35, that restaurant now is $35 barter dollars. At the end of the month, the restaurant may have collected $4,000 in barter dollars. When they employ those barter dollars to pay for hood cleaning and carpet cleaning and pest control, that eliminates cash expenses. When they decide to do promotions and PR, advertising, printing, that's a way to go ahead and really grow their business. Advertise on a radio station somewhere where they would never be able to.
And the best part of it is all perfectly legal and a big tax advantage, isn't it?
Well, every barter transaction is reported to the IRS. All of our members receive at the end of the year a 1099-B. So, you know, this is not a way to beat the IRS. A trade dollar earned is like earning a cash dollar. If you utilize those for business expenses, your accountant, who may be a barter accountant, your accountant then will write off those expenses. If you use those expenses for non-deductible expenses, or we're talking today about healthcare needs, and that's potentially deductible.
So a lot of the same tax rules apply, just a matter of how you are able to cash flow it.
Yes, the same tax rules apply, and this allows you to go ahead and utilize these dollars to pay bills when you can use the cash that you save to pay your income tax.
On bartering, with a healthcare barter, how does that work specifically where you can actually make this attractive to so many businesses in a world that has such high expenses like healthcare?
Now, I've been involved in bartering many years, and what I've seen is many businesses today are not providing health insurance or the same type of health insurance for their employees. We also deal with small and medium-sized businesses. So what a business can actually do is they can actually take in additional revenue, you know, fill additional seats at the movie theater or repair some extra mufflers at the muffler shop, and then use those dollars or use the extra hours that employees worked and take those dollars and give them to the employee through sub-accounts. So if the muffler shop had dollars and they had 10 employees, they could get in, they had $10,000. They could actually take $1,000 per employee, give that to their employee, and they could use that for the dentist, for an MRI, for the podiatrist, for their allergist, whatever medical providers belong to Thai Healthcare Exchange.
So it's a good way for them to actually have cash flow they'd never normally see.
Absolutely. What you find is that many people today have a health insurance policy that has a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible, and many people are not going to the doctor today because they when they walk in, they know the first dollar, the first $5,000 is out of their pocket. So this is really a way for people to go ahead and maintain their health, because they can walk into the allergist, and the allergist today probably has many patients who are, you know, cannot return to him or cannot pay him, that this allows them to, you know, pay them through Trade International Exchange. And the allergist, he might want to go on a very nice vacation that we can arrange for him, or he might want to remodel the waiting room. So it's a great way for the doctor to be able to serve their patients greater than they ever have. It allows their patients and our members to take better care of themselves, because not going to the doctor is a big mistake.
Do you find that your system helps enhance or augment other health care plans where, say, the employee might bring in the barter dollars to knock out their deductible before the regular plan kicks in?
Yep, you got it. That's exactly it. What happens is, if people have a deductible in the calendar year, early in the year, people don't want to go to the doctor, and many people are staying away from the doctor. There are people today not taking their medicines. We also have pharmacies all across the country who belong to trade exchanges and laboratories. So the barter exchange is really a great way for the company, whether it's a large company or an independent contractor, to be able to afford health care. Trade International Exchange is here to help you build your business and maintain your health at the same time.
If anybody wants to find out more about the program and see if their business fits into your model, how do they get in touch with you?
They can find us on the internet at www.tradeinternationalexchange.com. They can call me at our office here, 248-716-0390. That's 248-716-0390. I'm Stuart Kay with Trade International Exchange.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Like that, I appreciate the time. Many people don't understand that when you barter, you're actually saving real dollars. That's the one thing I think that people don't understand, is I've seen many businesses successfully build successful businesses by utilizing barter. And we'd be happy to talk to anyone out there and show them how Trade International can help.
Very good. Stuart Kay from Trade International Exchange, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.